أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورفعنا لك ذكرك. In this ayat where Allah says, اور بلند کیا ہم نے مذکور تیرا. We have made you very high and honorable, your very remembrance, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we explained, that Allama Haqqani rahmatullah alayhi has given a beautiful, lengthy exposition of this ayat, that how high and honorable Allah has made the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regard to that, he gives it the example which we will call in our days a seminar or a conference. And after that, it breaks up into various workshops. Two we have discussed already, where all the great, great kings are present, and they are discussing all the points of how to run the country, all the military affairs, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is there in charge and solving all the problems and giving them advice. Then in another workshop, so to say, there again, all the great philosophers of all the times are present, and they are discussing the various points. And there again, it is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam who is sorting out all the problems and answering their questions. In the third workshop, so to say, there is now all the great jurists of Islam and the great law books. All the kitabs with regard to the laws of Sharia are present there. From the basic kitabs of Muniyatul Musalli, Nurul Ida, Quduri, Sharh al-Waqaya, Sharh al-Naqaya, Hidayah, and many, many other books are also present there. And there are great, great jurists who are present. And the chief justice of this workshop also is none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are discussing all the various problems. In there are present Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, and we cannot imagine what a jurist he was and how deep his thinking was. But he also is presenting his questions in the same way Qadi Abu Yusuf, Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, Imam Muhammad, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and great, great other ulama besides them. Imam al-Harbain ibn Daqiq al-Eid, and Tajuddin Subuki, all these and many other great, great people, and they are discussing all the questions they're amongst themselves, and when they can't come to a solution, they go up to this great chief justice who is none other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and without a second thought, he immediately solves their problems, and they all become extremely astonished of the deep and great knowledge that he has got. And then there is another workshop also in which the person who is in charge here again is a mufti who has got an ocean of knowledge. And that ocean of knowledge, the waves of that knowledge are just coming like the waves of the sea all the time. And in their full josh, in their full power, all this knowledge is coming all the time. And yet, all the various aspects of deen, the ulum, the knowledge of deen, which is Quran and Hadith basically, and all the other funun, sciences which are related with it, all these great people are also gathered there and they are discussing. In that discussion, all various things, like the new laws that come out. As for example, business has changed and business transactions. So how to deal all the new different types of businesses and the different type of transactions that are done. As far as medicine is concerned, there are new things that are coming out all the time. And this baffles these people and they go deep into their kitabs. But so to say, in this workshop, they go to this great, great mufti, which is none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and immediately he solves all their problems. And they are discussing amongst themselves from the basics of our deen, Quran and Hadith. And from there, all the laws of Islam that have been taken out till today, with the usul of fiqh, the principles of fiqh, and which guides them and to stay within the bounds of Quran and Hadith and Sharia, they are taking out all these laws. They have deep, deep discussions. In there are great mufassireen also. And like it is famous of so many great fuqaha, that from one ayat they extracted hundreds of masail. So they have this deep knowledge, but they also have to turn to the Mufassirin again. And these are those people who have got the deep knowledge of Quran, and they take out the in-depth meanings of the Quran Sharif. They have to turn to the Muhaddithin, the people who have got all the knowledge of Hadith. They are also present there. What a fantastic gathering it is. What a gathering of ilm and knowledge is taking place. In there, they also are discussing all the various aspects of the of the laws of Sharia, the new laws that come about. So yeah, also the so to say the great personality who is in charge and who sorts out all the problems all the time is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From here we also see how much actually practically a person has got contact with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is by reading Durood Sharif, by following the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and being aware of his lifestyle, the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those are the people who will understand the laws of Sharia thoroughly. And how much we are further away from Durood Sharif, from sunnats, etc., so much less we will have connection, and so much more difficult it will be for us to solve modern day problems also. Otherwise Islam and our connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still the day of Qiyamah, and those people who have this connection will be able to sort out problems also so easily. May Allah give us tawfiq to make the true connection with our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and with deen, inshallah.